Today, we're going to talk about the 6 ways to lose weight naturally. So when I say naturally, right, I mean without the use of any type of supplement or prescription, without any type of cream or wrap, and also without surgery. Now, before I cover the 6 ways to lose weight, I'm also going to break down the science behind weight loss, because a lot of times we're doing things that don't necessarily need to be done, and they end up killing our confidence. Now, if you're new here, my name is Natalie Butler. I'm a certified nutrition coach and weight loss specialist, specializing in helping busy ladies ditch the diet so they can finally lose weight once and for all. Now, my body image and weight issues started when I was very, very young. I was about 10 or 11 years old, and I started to struggle with body image issues. And then every year after that, I continued to put on weight. By the time I had graduated high school, I had gained an additional 40 pounds. But then I went off to college, and have you ever heard of the freshman 15? Well, I met her and her best friend. I put on almost 30 pounds my freshman year in college. So of course, I was desperate to lose weight. I was like, I'm gonna try every single thing. I tried a multiple number of diets, and then I finally lost 66 pounds following keto and a low carb diet. But like most people who follow diets, not only did I regain the weight, but I actually gained back more than I lost. So of course, I was desperate again to lose weight. And over the course of 10 years, I had tried multiple diets, and then I also tried multiple supplements like the metabolism boosters, the carb blockers, the detoxes, the teas. Every single thing that promised quick and easy weight loss results, because I was so desperate to actually lose weight. But no matter what, I could lose some weight, but the weight just kept coming back on. But I finally had that aha moment when I was in Cabo. And I said, enough is enough. I'm going to figure out the right way to lose weight. And your girl has lost 88 pounds. So let's talk about the science of losing weight. So in order to lose weight, in order to lose body fat, we must be in a calorie deficit. This means that we must consume less calories than our bodies need to maintain our current weight. So your body needs energy to do everything. To get out of the bed, it requires energy. To walk the dog, it requires energy. To help the kids with their homework, it requires energy. To do everything, to live and to breathe, it requires energy. So how do we get this energy? We get this energy from our food, okay? So food has calories, and calories are a measurement of energy, all right? So you see the circle? So yes, we actually do need food. I know a lot of times people say you don't need food to live, but trust me, you need food to actually live, okay? Now, I want you to think about this in terms of an analogy or a metaphor, I should say. If you go out to a restaurant and they give you too much food, what do? You pack it up, you take it home, and you store it for later. Well, the same thing happens with your body. If you give your body too much energy or too many calories, your body has no choice but to pack it up and store it for later. Now, here's the issue. A lot of us, we just keep going out to get more to eat, more to eat, more to eat without actually eating what we already had. So therefore, guess what? Your body has no choice but to say, okay, she's not going to use it now. She's not going to use it now. She's still not going to use it now. So it has to actually store this in a more solid form. And I was going to say permanent, but it's not permanent, right? But it has no choice but to store this into terms of body fat. Yes. So your body fat is just stored excess energy. So what happens if we decide, you know what, we're not going to go out to eat. We're going to eat what we have in the refrigerator. So then as you continue to take food out of the refrigerator, guess what? The refrigerator becomes empty and empty, right? Well, the same thing happens for your body. When you decide you're going to consume less calories, your body is going to say, well, she still needs to live. She still needs to breathe. She still needs energy. So I'm going to take this stored energy that I have, AKA that stored body fat, and I'm going to burn that for energy. And this is how you end up losing weight. Okay, so when you consume less calories, you're in a calorie deficit. Therefore, you're going to be losing weight. You're going to be burning body fat. Now, let's talk about the 6 ways that you can lose weight. So the first way is by dieting or following any of the fad diets like keto, carnivore, the ABC diet, the lemonade diet, the watermelon diet, OMAD or one meal a day, intermittent fasting, alternate day fasting, pretty much anything that restricts a food group, or an eating time, okay? So if you look at how all of these diets work, that's exactly what they do. So let's give an example for keto, right? Carbs are not inherently fattening. There's not a single thing that's fattening about carbs. Now, for 1 gram of carbs, it is approximately 4 calories. So if you reduce the amount of carbs that you're consuming, you're also reducing the amount of calories that you're consuming. And remember what I said, if you reduce the amount of calories that you consume, you're going to be in a calorie deficit. Therefore, you're going to be losing weight. The same way that happens with intermittent fasting. So if you're fasting, right, guess what? You're skipping a meal. If you're skipping a meal, that means you're not consuming any calories. And if you're not consuming any calories, you are in a calorie deficit. Therefore, you are losing weight. Now, here is the struggle with diets, right? Once a person reaches their weight loss goal, the diet didn't really teach them how to maintain it. So a lot of people go right back to the old habits and the old behavior, and they gain the weight right back. Not to mention, because the diet is taking something out of your normal eating pattern or your normal diet, you usually end up depriving yourself. And deprivation usually ends with you binge eating. Have you ever given up something cold turkey and then you lost your mind the next time you had it? So a lot of times with diets, it's a temporary solution that honestly probably makes you worse off than when you were when you first started. The second way that people lose weight is by excessively exercising. So notice I'm saying excessively because I do believe in exercising for health. I believe in exercising for your mind, body, soul, and spirit. However, it is not the most effective weight loss strategy. So when you think about excessive exercise, this is where you say, you know what, I'm going to exercise for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours each day. And yes, while that might work temporarily, it is hard to sustain it over the long run because guess what? We are busy. We have lives. So we can't dedicate every day to spending hours doing cardio or exercising, right? What happens when we travel? What happens when we're on a business trip or the kids get sick? What happens when we get sick? What happens when we are ignoring ourselves and we end up injuring ourselves, which was actually my case. Like my husband would tell you, he had to go get me some Bengay and Icy Hot. I was walking around here smelling like an old man because I was so busy trying to go hard that I ended up injuring my hip, knee, and ankle. And then guess what? Fell off, couldn't keep it up, and the weight came right back. So yes, while exercise is good for your overall health, it's just not the best or most effective weight loss strategy. Eventually, that bad diet, that bad lifestyle is going to catch up to you. The third way that you can lose weight is by counting calories. Now for this, you must know your TDEE. That is your total daily energy expenditure. So what this does is it takes into consideration how much energy your body, specifically your body, needs to maintain your current weight. So for this, it needs your age, your height, your sex, how much do you weigh, also, how often do you diet, and even the amount of body fat that you have. So it needs your body fat percentage to even give you a rough estimate. But of course, guess what? It gets very, very technical because people burn energy differently. Some of us are more effective at burning energy than others, okay? Now, also for this, you must then have to figure out how many calories are in each meal. But guess what? On the pack of, on the food, on the label on the back, it actually has a margin of error because guess what? There are at least 5 different ways to measure calories. So the FDA said, hey, guess what? You can actually have a margin of error. So the calories that you see on the back might not necessarily be the amount of calories that's actually in the pack. So if you're like, oh my God, that's so confusing. Guess what? You are not alone, girlfriend. Like it gets very, very confusing. And then also it's time consuming because now you have to try to figure out how many calories specifically does your body burn? And also how many calories specifically is in this food, all right? So it gets very, very confusing, time consuming, and it could also be very triggering for some people. And some people just choose that, you know what, for the rest of their lives, they don't want to have to count calories, all right? And then the fourth way, now you're probably like, oh, duh, I've heard of that, right? But it's by practicing portion control. Yes. So this could be something as simple as if you normally would have had 2 plates and you decide, you know what, I'm just going to have a plate. And yes, this is a very, very simple method. What did we just do? We just reduced the amount of food that we're consuming by half. So guess what? We reduced the amount of food, we reduced the amount of calories, and therefore we're in a calorie deficit. Now, one of the potential drawbacks with this is if you're eating foods that are very, very high in calories, you may not get full or you may not be satisfied. So let me give you an example. Let's say you went to the Cheesecake Factory and you found out that one slice of cheesecake is approximately 12 to 1300 calories. You're like, oh my God, I don't want to eat 12 to 1300 calories, right? So you might either just have a spoonful, so you're not 100% satisfied, or you eat the whole thing and you say, well, that's all of the calories I'm going to have for the day. And guess what? You're still going to be hungry again. So that's a potential drawback with portion control. The fifth way to lose weight is volume eating. Okay. So this is when you actually focus on consuming high volume foods. So usually high volume foods are going to be higher in fiber and maybe higher in protein as well. So if you think about it, a cup of spinach is approximately 25 calories. A cup of strawberries is about 50 calories. A cup of blueberries is about 80 calories, right? So you fill it up on a lot of foods that are very, very low in calories, which is an awesome way to actually eat more food for less calories. Now, a potential drawback for this as well is there might be some foods that you can't necessarily eat because it's too high in calories, or sometimes you're just not mentally satisfied because you wanted the other item. Now, personally, I have tried every single method that I have told you before. And my method of losing weight, my absolute favorite, number six, this is what I coined the glow up method. This is my method where I walk you through four simple steps that will help you become a master at mindful eating, okay? So as you notice with the other five methods, they only focused on the actual food. But if you've been struggling with your weight for a while, you realize food is not the only issue, right? So with the glow up method, we're going to focus on becoming more mindful in our experience and practicing mindfulness. So this way we tap back into our body's natural hunger and fullness cues, right? So this way we can get rid of all of the dieting rules. Like we don't have to eat after a certain time or eat before a certain time. We're actually tapping back into our bodies and letting our bodies guide us, so we naturally lose weight while enjoying the foods that we're actually eating. There are no hard rules. There's no list of foods that you can't eat. We're going to be focusing more so on the why and the how, and we're going to get you to enjoy what you're actually eating. You're going to enjoy the eating experience, okay? Now, if you're ready to ditch the diet and you want to lose weight without giving up your favorite foods, there are two ways that I can actually help you. On this page, there's a button where you can click now to get started with my 4-day weight loss course where I walk you through becoming a mindful eater. Or if you realize that you work better when you have somebody there with you, a support system, I want you to fill out the form on this page, and it's going to redirect you to a page that walks you through and gives you more information about my private coaching program. So you can either click the button on this page to get started now with my weight loss course, or if you want to work one-on-one with me, fill out the form below and then you can learn more about my one-on-one private coaching program, and I will see you on the inside.